The following clip is taken from an oral history interview with Dr. John Watt. John worked as a community co-op field officer in the early 1980s and continued working at the Highlands and Islands Development Board through its transition to Highlands and Islands Enterprise in the 1990s. In 1997, he set up and coordinated the Community Land Unit. Here he provides wonderful insight into the context for the unit, referencing the earlier community land buyouts on the Hebridean island of Egg and Ascent in the North West Highlands, and also some of the political context around devolution and the land reform movement in Scotland at the time. I hope you enjoy the clip and thanks for listening.
Interesting historical coincidences. As I say, Egg happened in 97. And the official, I mean, there was a lot of false starts and a lot of effort in before 1997, but 97 it culminated. But that coincided, of course, with the election of a Labour government, Tony Blair's Labour government in 1997. And the that was May 97. June the 12th was when Egg was officially handed over. And the new Minister of State for the Highlands and Islands, Brian Wilson, who had been elected and was based as a Minister of State in the Scottish Office, still the Scottish Office in those days, had been a long time land reform campaigner. And he, I think almost literally at the Egg event, he indicated to Highlands and Islands Enterprise chief executive at the time that communities shouldn't have to go through the same process as Ascent and Egg had done to be able to acquire their land. This agency should be able to help them to do this, either financially and or advice and support and all the rest of it, rather than them having to struggle both financially and in terms of expertise to get to the stage. And at that stage, the chief executive of High came back from the Egg launch and said, well, we're going to have to do a bit more on this front. And I suppose I kind of volunteered because I could see that it was gaining momentum and it was quite important in the Highlands. So I was given the task of, at least on a part-time basis, to see what else we could do to help and were there any other places that were looking at this at the time that we could intervene with an offer to help. And it happened that Noidart was thinking about this at the time. Again, it's a long and colourful and interesting story, but we were able to offer Noidart some money as a pre-acquisition grant, if you like, to do some of the early work, including a fundraising effort, and then eventually to put some money into the acquisition. And after that, it was seen that this was not quite a movement at that stage, but there was certainly a momentum looking at this. And because Egg and Ascent had sort of broken the mould, as it were, and Ascent was following in behind, other communities were saying, well, you know, we could do this if we could, if it were possible. So cutting a long story short, you'll be glad to hear, I was eventually given the job to set up a team to do this. And initially the team was really just one or two and me, because we weren't sure what the demand was going to be. But I, because I'd been through the community co-op field officer process, I really effectively designed it along similar lines. that we would have funds, pre-acquisition funds, that would help communities who were looking at this but couldn't really afford to spend money on lawyers or accountants or title searches or fundraising. It would be easier if they had a pot of money, a small pot of money, to take forward some of these initial inquiries into feasibility. And we got a small amount of money to actually assist communities to actually to grant aid them to buy land. And I had a couple of people that could go out and assist communities to do this, as they were community co-op field officers. Very similar, they were community land field officers. And that basically grew and grew. And then along came the Parliament. A very strong political support suddenly for land reform, which had never really been there before, especially when we were effectively run from Westminster. And Donald Dewar, as the first minister, was keen on this. And of course, Brian Wilson was very active behind the scenes as a politician. And more money was made available. And eventually, our team was enhanced and we grew. And we had, at its peak, maybe 12 people working for the community land unit, as we called it then, working all over the Highlands. And of course, at that stage, only the Highlands. To take forward initiatives all over the area, looking at all sorts of different types of land, you know, big estates, yes, islands, yes, but woodlands and forestry areas, smaller bits of land for amenity purposes. So that basically was the establishment of the land unit in the late 1990s and early 2000s. And then a budget through the National Lottery. And then a piece of legislation in 2003, the Land Reform Act. So suddenly from something that was very peripheral in terms of a state agency intervention, it became quite high profile, and other successful buyouts emerged over the next few years.